We'll be speaking now with our good friend Sparky Stensis of the Sac-Zim Bog. He's been the executive director of the Sac-Zim Bog since back in 2010. And we're talking today about a couple of events, one happening at the bog in particular called the Bio Blitz. Good morning, Sparky. How are you doing today?
Yeah, great. Beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful morning. And hopefully the weekend will have some good weather too, though I don't know if... If touring a bog is necessarily hampered by bad weather. It's certainly such a part of nature that loves moisture as much as it loves dry weather. So maybe it's better to walk through the bog in marshy, rainy conditions.
Oh, rain or shine, it's going to be an awesome experience, that's for sure.
Tell us now, a BioBlitz, and in fact, the title that was handed to me by Lisa was BioBlitz 5. Is this the fifth BioBlitz you've done at the Sac-Zim Bog?
Yeah, this is Bog BioBlitz 5, and so our fifth year in a row, and kind of the concept, started many years ago with scientists from all kinds of disciplines going into an area that was going to be logged, and it started kind of in the tropics in South America, Central America, areas that were going to be wiped out by development or logging. And all these scientists would kind of converge into a one-day or one-week thing where they tried to identify all the species and collect species that were there so it wasn't, lost forever. That concept's kind of evolved into now it's more of an educational community event where we have experts in all areas coming, and folks can go out with them for free and learn. This is a golden opportunity to learn from some of the best field naturalists around, and this is our fifth year doing it at Sac-Zim, and we also have a event on Sunday at Hawk Ridge. So
two events, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. You've got to get there at 9 a.m., I think, to participate, or are there different teams of people going out in stages? How does that work?
Yeah, so all the field trips except birds go out at 9 a.m., but if you want to do birds, 6 a.m. at the Welcome Center, up in the Sac-Zim Bog, which is kind of north of Meadowlands and west of Cotton. It's less than an hour from Duluth, so no worries there. And then the other trips are going at 9 a.m., and we have quite a lineup. We've got Jerry McCormick taking folks out to do butterflies and ladybugs. Ladybugs are of great interest these days. Dragonflies with Jim Lind and Dave Grosich. Insects with Dr. Tim Craig from UMD, wildflowers, sedges, trees, shrubs with Kelly Beester. You can do fishes with Clinton Nienhaus, our head naturalist. Moths, we're going to set up a light overnight and see what moths we attract in the morning. And even Larry Weber is going to join us. He's going to bring spiders that he finds and for the compilation part. And that's one of the most exciting parts of this is we all kind of come back and join together again at the Welcome Center at about 2:30, and then we share our finds. People bring back stuff they found, talk about our discoveries, and it's a real kind of social fun time.
You've got quite an A-list of naturalists going out to the field with you this this weekend. That's you just listed four or five people that are quite respected.
Yeah, and we usually turn up about 400. Over 400 species during the day.
Wow. So it's, how do you even begin to compile that? Do you just take a piece of paper and start writing things down? I mean, how do you even begin?
Yeah.
I walk through the woods and, there's a bug, there's another bug. I've got bugs. I'm surrounded by bugs, but I've never thought of actually stopping to try and identify them one by one.
If you ever go out in the field with some of these folks who are just, experts in that area, it will open your eyes because, like you say, we walk by stuff all the time. But if you have somebody with you, let's say, Dr. Tim Craig with insects, he's going to see stuff that we would never, ever see. And he knows the natural history of it, so it is unbelievable. And our master list now for Sac-Zim is 1,150 species of organisms. And I think we're just scratching the surface. The biodiversity up there is pretty amazing.
So, again, are you just taking a piece of paper and writing things down, or do you have a checklist of things you're trying to find you haven't seen before? Or how do you even...
It's checklists and clipboards, old-fashioned, old school. And then we put them on Excel spreadsheets. And we even use a website called iNaturalist to kind of have this one database where we can show our biodiversity.
All right. So this one's on Saturday at the Sac Zimbog from 9 a.m. to about 3, though the birds, you said, that trip leaves at 6 a.m., so if people want to do that part, they should leave at 6 a.m. But then the next day, there's one at Hawk Ridge. This is sort of the other half of this weekend of bio-blitzing, and they're doing their own one from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. Now, is this a competition between the two nature areas, or is this just a cooperative effort?
Yeah, it's cooperative. I mean, our head naturalist, Clinton Nienhaus, we share, his position is shared with Hawk Ridge. So he's not only the head naturalist for us, he's the education director for Hawk Ridge. And so we've kind of partnered up in some of our programming. And it's a little different because at Hawk Ridge, you know, you're talking about a smaller area. The Sac Zimbog is about 300 square miles.
Yeah.
And Hawk Ridge is smaller, so we kind of do it a little different. We go out to different parts of Hawk Ridge and just see everything we can find. I'm going to kind of concentrate on spiders on Sunday at Hawk Ridge, but same thing. We come back together, share what we found, and it's always a very enlightening experience, like, wow, I didn't know we had that or this here, you know.
Mm-hmm. So do people have to sign up, or do they just show up on Saturday and Sunday morning?
They can absolutely just show up. It's all free. So, yeah, the main event at Sac Zimbog Welcome Center is 9 a.m., and the directions on our website, saxzim.org. And same thing with Hawk Ridge, meet at 9 a.m. at the Overlook, and they have details on their website. So it should be a fantastic time.
Great. We'll have links to those on our website as well so people can find information from our website, too. Well, Sparky, thanks. I hope this works out this weekend. Again, the weather, I suppose, as we said, maybe rainy, maybe not. But either way, there's always something to see.
Yeah, we're going rain or shine, so please join us.
Take care, Sparky. Thanks so much. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chris.
Sparky Stensis, the executive director of the Friends of the Sac Zimbog, talking about the Bog BioBlitz 5 happening on Saturday up at the Sac Zimbog. Meet at the Welcome Center, 9 a.m. Though again, the bird trip leaves at 6 a.m. And then the Hawk Ridge BioBlitz, their second year of doing it there as well. That's on Sunday at 9 a.m. up at Hawk Ridge Overlook.